This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Seven people were hospitalized as large hail swept across Red Rocks Amphitheater last night during a packed concert. West Metro Fire District said as many as 90 people were injured by the hail. The injuries included bruises, cuts, and even broken bones. None were life-threatening. The storm was one of several that swept across the state yesterday evening. More severe weather is forecast for the Front Range and Eastern Plains this afternoon. The latest fiscal forecast predicts Colorado will bring in enough tax revenue to fully fund the state budget and maintain a healthy rainy day fund of about 15% of the discretionary budget. And officials predict revenues will result in $3 billion in Tabor refunds to taxpayers. Legislative economist Greg Sobetsky says one factor is that the taxes paid by corporations have increased far beyond expectations in the past 2 years, and it's not limited to Colorado.
We've seen reports from Michigan, Virginia, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Kansas, Mississippi, Oregon, red states, blue states, southern states, northeastern states, western states, Midwest, across the country.
The forecast predicts Colorado's economy will outpace the nation's for the rest of 2023. Two Coloradans will represent the United States at the FIFA Women's World Cup this summer. Lindsay Horan of Golden and Sophia Smith of Windsor were named to the 23-woman squad yesterday. The women's national team plays its first match on July 21st against Vietnam. This summer's World Cup is spread across Australia and New Zealand. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up later this afternoon, in All Things Considered, Colorado libertarians are looking to work with defeat-weary Republicans by getting out of their way in future elections. CPR's Benta Berkland explains that means a first-of-its-kind collaboration, preventing spoiler candidates from entering races in 2024.